Dear friends in Christ, we celebrate today the 10th Sunday of the year, and we're returning at this time to what in our church calendar is called ordinary time. For almost 4 months now, we've been celebrating very privileged seasons of the year, beginning with our preparation in Lent, followed by the great celebration of Easter, several weeks of honoring the Lord's resurrection, and then last month in May we had a series of other great feasts that follow the Easter season. So now the church invites us to a quieter period of the year that will continue now right through until the beginning of Advent, almost 6 months, with the green coloured vestments. And in our scripture readings at Mass, we'll be invited to accompany the Lord during the years of his public ministry with his teachings, his miracles, his discourses. And today we hear one of the great miracles the Lord carried out, one of three instances of raising people from the dead prior to his own resurrection, of course. Best known, of course, as Lazarus, took place just before the final passion and trial of our Lord. It was the raising of the daughter of Jairus. That wasn't quite so certain whether she really died because she was still in her bed there. In this case, as in the case of Lazarus, there was absolutely no doubt because the young man had died and they were taking him out to his funeral. The Lord raises him up with his almighty word, the word of God, the same word that created the universe at the beginning. Jesus is the word incarnate of God. We heard in the first reading a foreshadowing of that miracle worked by God through the prophet Elijah. Another case of a widow whose son had died, and the prophet brings, through the power of God, brings that young man back to life. In the New Testament, too, we have examples of the apostles, in a couple of instances, raising people from the dead. It's interesting and worth noting that it's by no means only these biblical cases of raising from people from the dead in which God works this kind of miracle. Just as I was preparing for my homily today, I found on my shelves, I looked it up, I knew I had it, a very encouraging and really inspiring book. Here it is, it's called Raised from the Dead. And it has the accounts of literally hundreds of miracles that God has worked of raising people from the dead through the lives of his saints over the last 2,000 years. If you're interested, the book is by Father Albert Hebert. That's H-E-B-E-R-T. I'm sure if you Google it with Amazon or whatever, you'll find it easily. But it has many, many, many examples documented with witnesses and so on of great saints raising people from the dead. Both men and women. St. Dominic, St. Philip Neri, whose feast was just the other day. St. Teresa of Avila. St. Catherine of Siena. Many others. And so it's worth recalling that our Lord himself predicted, he said, those who follow me will do the works that I do and even greater works. Probably greater in the sense of a greater number. And indeed, hundreds of times more miracles have been carried out by God through the lives of his saints than Jesus himself carried out personally during his public ministry. The Lord, in other words, provides signs of his power and presence right through history for those who have eyes to see, for those who are willing to be open to the signs of God's presence and his power. But the second reading this morning also speaks to us of a different kind of miracle. We heard that read in Hungarian this morning. But it's an account from, it's part of St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, in which he is speaking about the spiritual raising from the dead, as we could say, that took place in his own life. In that reading from the letter to the Galatians, Paul points out that he was previously an enemy of the gospel. He hated Christians. He was zealous to persecute them and crush this new religion. And we all know what happened to Paul, or Saul, as he was at first on the road to Damascus. The Lord knocked him literally to the ground, changed his life around in just a moment. And Saul, the zealous Pharisee, persecutor of the Jews, became Paul, the great apostle. In that reading this morning, he insists that his authority came directly from God. It wasn't bestowed upon him by the other apostles. He received a revelation from the Lord independently of the other 11 apostles, or 12 once Matthias had replaced Judas. So it's worth recalling that these spiritual miracles of raising sinners from the dead in their hearts, as it were, are really of greater importance, more importance eternally than the more obvious physical miracle of raising somebody who's physically died and restoring that person to life. In fact, St. Augustine says that the miracle of giving new spiritual life to a soul that's in mortal sin, alienated from God, is a greater work of God than the creation of the whole universe from nothing at the beginning. Wow. He says, well, yes, because as the Lord says, heaven and earth will pass away, everything around us, this massive, huge universe, is going to pass away and it'll be restored by a new heaven and a new earth, something totally mysterious. But yes, what we see all around us today is not going to last until infinity. But a soul who comes back to God, someone who's alienated from the Lord and comes to know Jesus Christ and has faith and perseveres in that faith until death, that's a spiritual life that never ends. And that's why St. Augustine said, that's a more wonderful miracle than just even the physical miracles of creating something from nothing. And these spiritual miracles are happening all around us. On the bulletin today, you'll see an announcement about an upcoming talk from the Credo Forum, the Credo of the Catholic Laity that a lot of you know about. They bring in outstanding Catholic speakers for a wonderful dinner at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Clayton every few months. And an upcoming speaker, there are flyers at the door about him, is Joseph Pierce, who's now an internationally known Catholic writer. He's written biographies of outstanding Catholics like Hilaire Belloc, I think Chesterton, the Russian patriot Alexander Solzhenitsyn. And he's an expert about Shakespeare, in particular the Catholic elements in Shakespeare's great plays. So he'll be talking, as a matter of fact, about the topic of whether Shakespeare was a secret Catholic at that time when Catholics were persecuted in England. But the interesting thing, why I bring him up now, is that Joseph Pierce says in his own story, he was a total enemy of Christianity. He was not just he's a convert, but not just from another Christian denomination like I am. He was absolutely against every kind of religion. He was involved, he calls himself, I was a skinhead. These rough, tough, some kind of neo-Nazi group in Britain. He was absolutely alienated from God as a young man. God turned his life around completely, and now he's a very zealous, devoted Catholic and a wonderful Catholic writer. So let's give thanks to God for these miracles of resurrection, the physical healings, raisings from the dead that we've heard about in the scripture readings today, and which continue in the lives of the saints. And especially for those spiritual healings, raising people from the dead in their souls, in their hearts, to the new life in Christ that is the forerunner of eternal life. May all of us persevere in our faith, and let's be more awake and alert and appreciative of the miracles that God works, both physical and spiritual. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.